Good morning. My name's Greg Horn, and welcome to The Connection. The Connection is a program for singles in Central Kentucky, and we are glad that you're here with us again. We've been doing this now for almost 11 weeks and just really had a great time. And last week we talked to you about missions, and singles have a great opportunity to go out and do missions. And Jeff Grubb and I talked about our trip to Pachuca, Mexico, and I'm glad again to have Jeff in studio with me. So, Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, as most of you know, but if you're new to the show, I'll just tell you again, the reason we call this The Connection. The Connection is a ministry for single young adults between the ages of 23 and 39 that meets on Monday nights at Northeast Christian Church in Lexington, Kentucky. We meet at 7 o'clock, and we have a little bit of food and hangout time, and then around 7:45 we have praise and worship, and then we have a lesson that night, and sometimes we break into small groups and discuss that. So we just have a great time, and we just met out at Jacobson Park this week, had a cookout out there, and had over 80 people join us for just a great time of food, fun, and fellowship, and we want to invite you to join us. One of the reasons we call it The Connection is, first thing is that we want to give people a safe place to meet in Central Kentucky, let other Christians meet, and just get together and know people. And it's not just a Lexington thing, it's a Central Kentucky thing. And we had people from over 9 different cities come in the past year to Northeast, to The Connection on Monday nights. So we hope that maybe you'll join us and bring a friend. Second reason we call it The Connection is we want to help people get connected into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And for those of you that already know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want to help you get connected into a deeper relationship. And last but not least, if you don't have a church home, we'd love to get you connected at Northeast. Well, Jeff and I are really excited today. We have in our studio as our guest today, Chris Swatako.
Woo!
All right. Drum roll, baby. And she is the director of the Singles Network. And that is a ministry that's geared towards singles. And she is based out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And Chris just got done being the guest speaker and facilitator for the singles conference at Emmanuel Baptist that we promoted a couple weeks ago, and things just were just awesome that weekend. And Chris has been kind enough to come in and join us this morning and just share a little bit about the Singles Network ministry and about her passion for singles. So thanks for joining us this morning, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
If you will, Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Singles Network ministry and what your ministry is about?
Well, the Singles Network Ministries is designed to network single adult leaders, provide resources, and leadership development. And we do this throughout. I get the great opportunity to travel all over the country and work with churches and help them build their ministries, because ultimately, if we build the leaders, we reach the single adults, because we have a message that we want single adults to understand they have a purpose on this earth, that God has a plan for them. And my heart just goes out. I go around and travel everywhere, and I notice that there's just so many churches that don't have anything for single adults. They're just not doing any type of ministry at all for whatever reason, for either lack of knowledge of just knowing the needs of single adults, to believing that their church doesn't have any, which is always amazing to me, to just being preoccupied with other programs in the church. A lot of churches are very family focused, and I believe in the family, support the family, think it's wonderful, but I really want preventative maintenance. I want to know, how do we prepare ourselves so that we one day might have a family and be married? How do we prepare and bring ourselves to a level of contentment as a single adult if that's not our plan, if that's not where God wants us to be in our lives? And so the Singles Network Ministries is not just about networking churches. It's not just about providing resources. It really is about growing the single adult, but helping to do that through the leaders.
Well, if you will, I know, you know, a lot of people always want to know how people got started in ministry, and they think that people just, you know, have gone to Bible college and things like that, and maybe don't know about, you know, what it's like in the real world. But why don't you tell about how you kind of got your ministry going and tell a little bit about your background?
All right, thanks a lot. Well, I've been in ministry for quite some time now. I, when I was in my mid-20s, I was involved in a ministry called Solo, and it was a singles ministry. It was designed for people probably between the ages of about 23 to 35, and I got involved and was really just part of the time going to church, part of the time not going to church. I'm sure some of our listeners can understand, and not really sure where my place was in life, and knowing that I couldn't do it on my own, I knew that I wasn't doing a very good job of running my life, but at the same time, wasn't sure about God's way either. And so I found out about the singles ministry, and I started going, and I really started to connect with people, and it would be a few months of just continuing to go and continuing to meet people. And then one day someone asked me, would I be willing to help them design a banner for a big conference they were going to have? And I was like, well, sure. I was a graphic designer by trade, and I said, sure, I can design a banner. It wasn't that complicated. And what I found was, which was just so interesting to me, is that someone had asked me to do something. They asked me to do something in the field at which that I was experienced in. They didn't ask me to do something out of my comfort zone, out of my area of strength. I mean, they didn't ask me, you know, Chris, come and be a speaker, or Chris, come and teach a class, or Chris, get up and talk about God. I mean, they asked me to do something that was very normal in my area of strength, and it was the beginning of what would be the rest of my life in ministry. I became a part of a team that had to meet weekly, and through meeting weekly, I started to grow, and I started to make friendships, and I started to pray, and I started to learn about God, and all in the purpose of putting on this conference. And so as I continued to meet, and we actually then put on the conference, and what was so exciting, and back in those days, I didn't really know who some of these famous people were, and Tim LaHaye was one of the speakers, and I kind of laughed. I'm going, who's this guy? And of course, if any of y'all have ever read the Left Behind series, and he probably has about another 100 books, and I think Stephen Curtis Chapman was our singer, and I didn't know who he was, and so interesting to see, you know, way back when, where God, I was at with the Lord then and where I'm at now. But I would go on into leadership development within the singles ministry, and I started out as a I call sub-leadership, where I was in a group that was teaching me how to be a leader, and all they expected was for me to be available and to be teachable, and that's what I did. I'd show up, and I was just like, I don't know anything, I don't know what I'm going to be used as, but I just tried, and then it went on from there.
So you're saying that, you know, you didn't have it all together. You weren't perfect. Your relationship wasn't perfect with God when you started serving at the church.
Well, no, not even close. I was still living a lot in the world and still doing things my way. And sometimes I thought people were fooled, and sometimes maybe they were. But what was amazing is that God met me where I was. He didn't say I had to be anything. He met me where I was. And I look back in those days and I think, thank you for meeting me where I was, because I was very confused. I was around 27 years of age. I didn't know if I was going to be married one day. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are driving in their cars right now going, Lord, when are you going to bring me somebody? Why haven't I met the right person? Why don't I have the right job? Why don't I have a house? That was a big concern of mine, is that friends of mine were buying homes and getting married, and I'm just like, you know, why am I not doing that? And I was very much struggling with the world and the way the world was doing things, and they would, well, just live with a guy. You don't have to marry him. Just live with him. You know, if you want a house, just go buy a house. Get another credit card. What does it matter? It's just money. Go ahead and put yourself more in debt. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, just file bankruptcy then. If that's the ultimate, you know, if you get yourself in so... And it was like constantly fighting the world's way of doing things and the way God wanted me to do things. But what's so amazing is that God met me where I was and worked with me where I was, and continued to, as I continued to be faithful, even in days that I wasn't, which was cool, he would continue to grow me and bless me. And I'm even to this day, I'm amazed at even in my sin, how he can take the worst things in my life, the things I still struggle with, and can turn them for good.
Well, I think you hit on one thing, right? You know, very important, is that's where God meets you where you're at. And I know, as far as like myself, when I'm at the church and stuff, I'm not a minister. I help with the lay, you know, I'm a lay person or whatever. I didn't know what that meant 2 years ago, you know. And you say he met you where he was, and he put you in a role that he knew you could handle. He never gives you more than what, you know, than what you can handle at where you're at in your walk with life, you know, in walk with your relationship with God. So I think that was very important that you touched on that. And, you know, if somebody's listening right now, you know, and even if you're a seeker and you don't really know Jesus Christ yet, I mean, what kind of advice would you just, you know?
Well, one thing is that God is everywhere, of course, we know. And you can pull over on the side of your car right now and just and talk to them and just say, you know, Lord, I don't have it figured out. I found at the time when this was happening to me that I had a lot of mixed messages that were coming to me. There were friends that were confused by my choices of wanting to be in church. There was a family that was, some were going to church, some weren't going to church. There were men in my life that I wanted to date that weren't following God at all. And yeah, they were awfully cute. And and I had a struggle with that. And I still wanted to go out and party and didn't, you know, what's wrong with that? And yet for myself and where God was going to take me, there were some things that needed to change, but I didn't know where to begin. And so I prayed to God. This is exactly what happened to me. Is I said, you know, Lord, I cannot change overnight every aspect about my life that is not good. Partly because I don't know how, and partly because I don't know what I need to change. And I said, if you would take away the things from me that caused the most separation between me and you, because that's what sin does. It separates us, whether it's the little white lie of carrying popcorn and soda into the movie theater when you know you're not supposed to, no matter how ridiculous it cost, to actually, you know, doing some things, premarital sex, to drugs or stealing, that type of thing. It was the same to God. But I knew that every one of these different types of sins had different consequences. And for my life, I said, Lord, I am a sinner, and I have lots of things wrong with me. But Lord, you're an amazing God, and you love me despite the ugliness part of my life, the doubt part of my life, the confusion part of my life, and I know you have a purpose for me. And I just said, Lord, if you would just take away the things in my life that are not of you and the things that cause the most separation. And at that time, I'll be honest with you, it was sex. And it was amazing how sex, when you stopped drinking, you stopped having sex. And so what I did is, instead of stop having sex, I just stopped drinking. And those of you who are out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And some of you, maybe you don't, but you have your own sins and your own struggles. Maybe your credit cards are out the wazoo, and maybe you're living way beyond your means. Maybe you're fighting and you're not forgiving a family member or a friend. Maybe you're living with someone and you shouldn't be. And so for myself, it was like I had to quit drinking for myself, because that's the time when I was the most from God and the most likely to do things I shouldn't. And it was amazing, as God took that away, he continued to take other things away in his time, in my time, in my ability to be able to make the changes. As he continued to mold and shape me, all he wanted me to do was to be available and to receive what he had, the direction he had for me.
Well, I think it was interesting yesterday in the front page of the business section of the Lexington newspaper. They had an article about Verizon talking about the guy. You know, they have the commercials. It's the guy's going, "Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?" And they actually had an article on a guy that actually, that's what he does. He goes around testing to see where, if people can, you know, their phones working. He does it all throughout Kentucky and Indiana. And it just came to me as I was reading that article that it's a lot like that with God sometimes. We think, God, can you hear me? And, you know, things come in people's lives that separate them from God. And I remember Tara Lee Cobble that did the music at the singles conference just was tremendous, and we want to encourage people to go to her website at TaraLeeCobble.com and check her out. She's a great, talented musician, plays acoustic guitar, writes her own music. But she was telling about one of the songs that she wrote was after three of her friends within 5 years had committed suicide. And she just was like, you know, God, I just don't get it. I don't understand it. And so she started to drive. She was driving to her next program, her next show, and just said, you know, God, I don't understand. I need to hear from you. And she said she just felt God's presence so strong that she had to pull over on the side of the road, and that God spoke to her, and she actually winded up writing a song from that time with God. So Chris, I guess the point I'm trying to make and want you to elaborate on is that, you know, if you will ask God to show up in your life, he will meet you there.
Oh, yes, in mighty ways. I think one of the interesting things and things that I pray for my friends is that God, I can't always be there for them, but I pray that God would put people all around them in every way, form, and fashion. And some of you know, you're like, boy, I'm so sick. Every time I turn around, there's somebody there who loves God. There's a message. I recently spoke at the Cove, and I did this little skit it was a dramatization about how sometimes we get separated from God and we feel this dryness of like, where is God? And of course, God doesn't move, we move, and how life can just distract you and how you can just feel very disconnected, but he's there, and all we have to do is ask, and he will bring people around us, and he will send messages through email sometimes and through television. It's amazing where he will be, but it's that availability. It's like, you know, willing to hear from him. But then you have to, like, not only hear, but you have to listen, and then you have to then act upon it. And so, you know, out there, as a single adult, we get so busy. Our lives are just so full of different things, and sometimes I don't want to always listen to God because he might tell me something I don't want to hear, and he might tell me I have to give up something I don't want to give up because it feels good or it's safe or feels comfortable. And I would just encourage you that you would just say, let God tell you what you need to change in your life. Let God tell you which direction you need to go. Man has a great desire to help, but sometimes we need to just listen to God first. And I would be very, I would just also encourage you as a single adult to seek wise counsel. Our friends can sometimes, they love you and they care for you, but they're not always the best place to go to. And so I would, you know, the Word talks about seeking godly wisdom. And consistently, you know, the same people over and over that really are out for your best interest and really know the Word of God. We sometimes go to our friends who are not consistently walking with God or people walking with God. And I believe that we need to make sure that who we seek is someone that is walking the right way, so our answers are consistent, and that will give you some guidance and direction. And, you know, single adults, I mean, you know, really, if you're not sure of the knowledge, you're not sure of where to go to church, you're not sure of I don't know how to read my Bible, I don't even know where to begin, Chris. I don't know if I'm supposed to, what direction in life I'm supposed to go. I don't know anything, actually. You know, go to my website. Start there. It's thesinglesnetwork.org. That's T-H-E, singlesnetwork.org. Start there. Email me. I will help you get in the right direction. There's just a ton of churches listed there that will help you get connected to God and grow you in your relationship. There's all kinds of books, free advice, free direction, and it's about getting you closer to God, growing with God, and so that you live a life, John 10:10, a life that is abundant, that is full. That is what he wants for you, and I believe that it can start right this very moment if you believe in that, that you would just ask God to come in to your life and to fill your heart and to be a part of your life in a way that he's never been before.
Well, to me, I mean, being single is a very positive thing. I mean, there are a lot of things about marriage that, yeah, I'm scared of, and that's another step in life that, you know, when I'm ready, I'm sure God's going to, you know, when God's ready for me, not necessarily when he's molding me, but I think you kind of built on some of the topics last night about being, you know, some of the positive things, you know, the no one cares. no one cares if you...
Well, you can... Oh, you want me to talk about those, huh?
I don't know how many those of you can remember, you know, well, put on the blank, you know, put on the spot, but...
Well, there's a lot of fun things to being single that I like.
Exactly.
That you know, until God moves you to somewhere else in your life, you know, where he's got you now and how fun it is. We talked about... We had everybody yell out, no one cares, two different statements that I came up with of, you know, you can cut your toenails in bed and no one cares. You can leave dirty dishes in the sink and...
No one cares. Stay along with it in your car.
You can use the same dish. Oh, that's right. Use the same dish over and over for your food item and never wash it. And
no one cares.
You can decorate your house with a ton of little figurines of little teeny birds or bunnies.
Or NASCAR figurines like Anthony.
And no one cares. And my favorite was you can drive and drive and drive and drive and never stop for directions. And no one cares.
And no one cares.
Yeah, these were funny ways to look at our life. And the reality is realize as a single adult, you can do things that as a married adult, you're just limited. You know, you may say, well, I want to be able to ask my spouse and I want to be able to have someone to go hang out with and do things. Well, guys, I live the most unbelievably fulfilled life you'll ever have. And I have tons of friends and people that love me and that I love and I care about. But I like my freedom. You know, I like the flexibility. I mean, I'm happy either way, as Paul says. But when you are a single adult, you do go and come as you please. You spend your money as you please. You're able to go on missions trips. You're able to travel. You're able to decorate your home and all those advantages to being single. But the ultimate is that you're able to be completely free for God and say, you know, you don't have to say, well, Lord, I'll go and serve you over here or I'll go on this trip over here. But wait a minute, I got to check back with my spouse. You don't ever have to do that. And I like being in that place right now in my life until God moves me somewhere else.
Well, I think the big thing you talked about with being singles, you know, you called it the acronym of FAT, and you said to be faithful, available, and teachable. And that is one of the advantages of being single. And but we do this program called The Connection. You're listening to The Connection. It's a program for singles for throughout Central Kentucky. And we do this program because we want you to know that you matter to God. And our guest in studio with Jeff Grubb and myself today is Chris Witako, and she's the director of the Singles Network Ministry in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Chris, until meeting with you, you know, I knew that we were the only radio program in Central Kentucky for singles, but you kind of shed some light on me that maybe it's a more of a unique situation here that we have than that I knew about. Why don't you share with people about that?
Yeah, I don't know of any of the programs that are out there. If you're aware of any, maybe you've moved from another area in the country and you're aware. I travel all over the U.S. and I've never heard of any program designed for single adults, not even in the secular world that I'm aware of. And so, I think it's a very unique program and very thankful that the station here is allowing us to do this, and for Jeff and for Greg. And what an opportunity that you have that someone cares this much about you. And in fact, Greg and I we're praying about what God have us do. We would love to reach the world with the message of God's hope for you as a single adult. And so we are praying right now on how God could take this and put it around the world for others to hear.
Well, last night, Chris, one of the things that you challenged our singles at The Connection, you talked to them about, you know, looking at, you know, when they got up in the morning today, looking at things differently, their job and their purpose. And if you will, just in the final couple minutes that we have here today, just maybe kind of share about that.
Well, the one thing I wanted to remind them is that as they go throughout their day and think about their day in a little bit different way. When I was 30 years old, I went into my job, and my job was about me. My job was about getting to clients and selling to clients in order to be able to make more money, in order to pay the bills, and it was this cycle. Everything was about getting money, and getting bigger and bigger as a company. And when I realized that it was about getting God bigger, everything changed. And then all of a sudden, I started going to work with an attitude of, okay, Lord, who am I going to meet today that needs to know about you? What customer am I going to meet today that maybe is there to edify me or encourage me? And then the day got exciting. And then all the junk of the job, the stuff you don't like, the stuff that drags you down, the things that are negative, changed. And so some of you out there working in jobs that you really hate, you know, you're just like, Lord, I just want to do something different. But maybe you're stuck in a skill area of your job that, you know, you went to school for 4 years or 6 years, and that's, you feel like you have to stay in that area. Or maybe you're working in a company that's just against Christians. They just, you know, you're not even allowed to share anything about your faith. Think about it in a different way. Think about that you are there because God wants to use your job, your school, your education, some of the relationships that you're in order to reach them for Christ. And so if you look at it that way, we talked about the three kinds of friends. Friends that push you towards God, friends you push towards God, and ones that are balanced. And if we look at our day as, Lord, you've given me this day to use in order to glorify you. It's not about me. It's about you. How can it be different today than it was yesterday?
I think that's great wisdom to encourage all of us as, you know, this program comes out on Sunday afternoons and you start the work week on Monday morning, so we want to encourage you to include God in every aspect of your life. And Chris, if people that are listening out there and, you know, you've talked about they can contact you through email or phone, there's people maybe in smaller churches that don't have singles ministries and would like to start one, what's the best way to contact you?
You can call me at 919-779-779. 3686, 919-779-3686. Or you can, of course, go to the website at www.thesinglesnetwork.org. Love to help you.
Well, Chris, we are so thankful. Jeff and I have really enjoyed having you today as our guest. And just thanks for being here. And be careful going back home to North Carolina.
Thanks. Appreciate it. I had a great time.
All right. Well, my name's Greg Horn, and I'm associate minister at Northeast Christian Church, and one of the areas I have the pleasure of serving in is the singles ministry. And I just want to let you know that we are finishing up sign-ups for our singles retreat that we're going to be going to Underwood, Indiana, staying at Country Lake Retreat Center. It's about an hour and a half from Lexington, Kentucky. And there's going to be about 50 of us going to spend 2 days together. We're going to leave Friday, June 24th, around 2 o'clock, and be returning Sunday afternoon around approximately 3 o'clock.
That's this coming weekend.
So, exactly. So, the deadline is actually going to be Monday, June 19th. So, if you think maybe you just need to get away for a couple of days and spend some time with God, please give me a phone call. My name's Greg Horn, and the phone number at Northeast is 859-299-1251, and my extension is 237, and I'd love to give you some more information about that, but you will have to call me Monday because that is the deadline. So, but we want to thank you for joining us today, and just remember that God loves you, and we hope that you'll join us next week. God bless and have a great week.